When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
I drew my sword and stared into the cold, dead eyes of this scaled monstrosity. Its flame breath licked my face. I knew it was kill or be killed. I mustered every final bit of my strength I had left in my frail body, muttered a prayer to my ancestors, and charged head first into its maw. And that's the last time I did LSD at Nando's. Because I stabbed a boy. A little Portuguese boy. Today on Sexy Beasts, we're talking about the European dragon. Play the tune, though.
Oh, you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy. Ha-ha! Are you a Loch Ness monster?
Okay!
Are you big foot?
Sexy bees on the sexy bees on a wing head from that band of bees and a band of bees and a
wing. There you go. Oops, that's
someone's first episode, Jacob.
Hey, coming after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me? With a big foot dick, you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and a Loch Ness monster, pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
Hello there, or should I say, ah! In dragon. welcome to Sexy Beasts, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. Every single episode is I don't have it written down in front of me because I forgot to do it, but I'm going to memorize it. Every single episode is devoted to a specific creature, cryptid or monster. We look at its history, its merits, and using our FECS analysis, we rate and review the beast against other creatures in our premier crypt. And be sure to listen all the way to the end because we got another freak encounter where we read your stories of a time you came in contact with something really weird. I haven't written our nicknames this week, Jago, so I'm going to make something up.
My name
is Tony Cantwell. I am Goss.ie's winner for the best lick out in the world. And this is what you happens when you don't do a second draft. And my co-host is always... look, Jago, I'm going to get that. We're sitting in our underwear. let's just skip to the point here.
Yeah,
you so and me are in our underwear.
We're
right
in
now.
A recording studio that is it's pretty apt. We're doing dragons because we're in a fucking mouth of fire in this.
I don't understand.
Dragons spew fire because we're roasting and we had to take our pants off because, most of you don't know this, but we don't wear a lot of shorts.
We don't wear a lot of shorts. We wear some short.
Yeah, but I forgot to put my shorts on this morning, and I was actually having a panic attack about how sweaty my legs were.
Were you?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be sliding all over this seat.
Well, I'm very excited by this, Jago.
It's very freeing. Like, I felt a bit, restrained, and then as soon as my pants came off, I was like, all right, I have a lot more ideas.
I want to wear much shorter... What new ideas do you have?
I don't know. I just think that, about the show, we could take it international.
Perfect. We maybe take our socks next and we'll have fucking,
Yeah. No, not my feet.
Let's not do that. Jago, so this is a bit of a, this is a huge one, but we are not tackling the entire beast.
Yeah, we had a group discussion in my penthouse and we decided that...
This was pants off as
pants
well.
Pants off as well.
Underpants off.
Underpants off. Topped on though. That dragons are such a widely represented phenomenon through all cultures in history. Ancient Sumeria, Proto-Indo-European, Asian is a huge one as well. So
Asian dragon, different type of thing.
Yeah, exactly, completely. And we decided, do you know what? We've done about 15 types of Bigfoot. Why don't we do split the dragon into Western and Eastern?
Well, arguably, you know, you have the kind of European, you know, the European dragon, you know, and then you have this kind of the Chinese dragon. But then you've got like the big name, like dragon, like the, you've got like the Hydra, which is a dragon. You've got fucking Leviathan, which is a dragon.
Sea dragon, yeah.
You know, so we're just doing, we're doing your Dracos. We're doing your, you know, Aegons or whatever it is. Rhaegars.
Basically, to boil it down into its components here, Western dragons are always seen as some sort of thing to be tackled or challenged, whereas Eastern dragons are meant to be some sort of enlightenment or wisdom.
Well, do you know what? Why? I'm going to play... so why don't you... I'm just getting a dragon song ready. So you're at a dragon party. You're at a Western European.
In Wales.
You're in a Welsh dragon party.
St. George's Cross everywhere.
Well, no. St. George's Cross is the English flag.
George Dragon.
They wouldn't be mad on that now, I'd say. But anyway, you're at a Welsh... Welcome to my Welsh party.
Come to you. Oh, through fire and flames. And I walk up to a little filly and I say, hey, have you heard about European Western dragons?
What?
Well, basically, it's a large serpent from legends, usually fire-breathing, impenetrable scales, has four limbs and two wings associated with this. Sometimes because he's depicted as intelligent and sometimes depicted as a pure force of nature that is only out for destruction and death. Have you heard about this?
If I'm going to say this, no. No, I've lost the voice. Hang on.
Hey, hold on a sec. I need to take a leak.
Oh, very good. They eat them there. They eat leeks there.
Wales people eat leeks. Link.
So this is what we're talking about, Jago. We are talking about, this is your big, long lizard with the bat wings.
Yeah.
Maybe has, well, actually, I had a little from our pals on well, it was a Wikia anyway. Typically depicted as huge, fire-breathing, scaly, horned-like lizard creatures with leathery, bat-like wings, four legs, a long, muscular tail, sometimes has feathered wings, sometimes bat, fiery manes sometimes, ivory spikes running down the spine, various exotic colorations. Dragon's blood has magical properties. Well, we don't know about that. And usually a villain that needs to be conquered, guarding a treasure, and a hero will be justified at the end of that slain beast.
Yeah, I think, like, anyone who's listened to this and doesn't know what a dragon is...
is a fucking idiot. You Klim. You fairy.
But I wouldn't go that harsh, but to be honest, dragons are so prevalent. Like, you cannot go through life not knowing what a dragon is. You know what I mean?
Have you ever called anything in a game? You know, I feel like I've called various things like dragon something. I feel like I've even had band names called dragon something.
All right, here's a little glimpse into how emo and sort of dark I thought I was back then. Edgelord. My first...
Ooh, edging lord, more like...
My first like online name on my PlayStation was Onyx Dragon.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Black Rock
I tried to get Obsidian Dragon, but it was already taken.
Well, so everyone thought you were as mad to Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like, oh, you mean like Onyx? You could have just said Onyx.
Onyx is a dragon.
It's dragon steel type.
Well, dragon is a dragon type Pokemon, isn't it? There is dragon type Pokemon.
Yeah, there is.
And what's mad is you have that thing that looks like Charizard that isn't. And he's a dragon type Pokemon.
Dragonite.
Yeah. Or Dragonair. Yeah. It looks exactly like Charizard, but Charizard is still fire.
He looks like Charizard if someone drew him, like, instead of angles, the curves.
Yeah.
He's real sort of bubbly. And like, I do like him, though.
I do like him as well. Who's your favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon is Cubone.
That's mine!
I just think it's...
He took his mother's skull.
Its backstory is so fucked up. Yeah, like,
he took his mother's skull.
He's wearing his mask. Or there's a new Pokemon, I can't remember the name of it, but apparently if a child rears it and it gets bullied... This Pokemon, I think it's like a ghost in a lamp. It will go to the bully's house and burn it down.
Is this a Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The new Pokemons are really dark.
Fucking hell. Mm. Well, Jago, I mean, when we talk about dragons here, because Well, we are spoken for dragons, but like there is still quite a lot for the European Western dragon. Mm. So how best should we tackle this? Should we talk a bit about some of its history before we go into evidence, or should we just wrap all that up in evidence?
Yeah, I think we should wrap it in evidence because there is a lot to do. I think what we do is we'll go in with the sex, the sexy fighting.
The sexy fighting,
yeah,
absolutely.
And then do the sexy evidence afterwards.
And then sexy evidence. Well, look, we know that this thing is an incredibly popular fucking long horned winged beast who breathes fire but can't fucking fight.
Fighting.
Okay. Can a dragon, does the Pope shit in the woods?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
evidence.
Good fight.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like there is numerous stories of it specifically fighting the creatures. Like usually, the person who defeats the dragon in stories is by pure chance or like is a very smart, intelligent person that somehow tricks the dragon,
mm-hmm.
And he's destined to be a great hero, a king of England, a bloody prince of the Nine. I don't know what that means.
That sounds cool, though.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Yeah.
Well, did you in your research... Were you in your research able to find how big the standard dragon is? I wasn't.
I was on some website and they had like different types of dragons. So apparently the Hydra is like huge and the Wyvern Lingo. Great band, by the way, check them out.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have heard of them. But the average dragon was about 30 feet long.
Fuck, that's not as big as I thought it was.
Yeah, it's pretty small, like, yeah. Considering and stuff like that. But like then you go into like the high fantasy dragons. So like Smaug and Smaug.
No, I'm not laughing at that. Just like, yeah, even just high fantasy Smaug.
Yeah. Smaug. Smaug was like 100 foot long.
Fucking hell, that's awesome. That's how big it should be.
Yeah.
I'm not into these 30 foot dragons. That's only 3 foot long. That's only 3 times bigger than a kimono.
What? 3 foot longer than a kimono?
What? 3 times longer than a kimono. Komodo.
Kimono. Someone's
it's
Japanese
only 3 times
robe.
Bigger than a robe. All right, well, let's look at some of these dragon fighting abilities. Thanks to the guys at whatever Wikia I stole this off today. But this is how a dragon, you've got atmospheric adaptation. We're talking, this is in alphabetical order. This means flying through the sky, can fucking handle his shit up there, can handle his shit down here. Also, some dragons are said to fucking live underwater. Yeah. You know, decelerated aging, semi-immortality. Dragons live for a very long time. They have scale manifestation. They can regrow scales when they lose them. Fire breath. They have enhanced conditioning.
They also have some breaths that are not fire. So they can have...
Elemental.
Elemental breaths. Mm. So like ice breath, lightning breath.
Poison breath. They also have enhanced durability, endurance, intelligence, stamina, strength, senses. They also have enhanced vision. In fact, even the word dragon is said to come from the ancient Greek serpent dragon, but that also relates to the term IC. So dragons are potentially called sharp-sighted ones.
Oh.
So there you have it.
No glasses on that dragon.
I guess sorry. I guess I'm not a real dragon.
I'm not a real dragon.
That's good. Enhanced roar, fear masking or fearlessness, flight, magic resistance, claw retraction, enhanced bite, prehensile tail and tongue, omnilingualism, can speak dragon and human, and thermal resistance. That's
so
stacked.
That is absolutely like top of the leaderboard, I think, material. I think against the Kraken, it would fuck it up.
What's its weakness? How are these young boys getting after? How's young King George getting his little unsheathed out?
He's God on his side. Apparently, like, he blessed himself in front of the dragon, and the dragon bowed its head and let King George stab itself.
I hate this. I hate when you have a fucking good crypto and it's like, well, you know, if you bow to it, it has to honour its bow.
If you put loads of rice in front of it, it has to count the rice.
Fucking Rain Man, what's his name? Kappa.
Does he have Kappa? But a lot of times...
Sorry, the Kappa is the name of it. If you haven't listened to this episode before, the Kappa, the Kappa is a is a little reptile looking thing.
That lives in Japanese thing.
Has a little bowl of water in its head, and it has to bow and count things. So I was calling it. Its name is the Kappa. I wasn't calling Rain Man. You know. Anyway.
All right. Great. So It does have some weaknesses. Apparently, it's missing one singular scale. This is like a few specific stories, and if it, that's where you pierce, and it goes straight to the dragon's heart.
Mm.
It's like a, basically like a target, a big red spot at the end of a video game boss that you
perfect.
Have to
hit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can be their avarice is their downfall.
Avarice.
Yeah, their greed. Mm-hmm. So you can bargain with a dragon about its gold hoard.
Gold hoard.
Gold hoard.
Do you know what? I think, I remember writing this as a bit of stand-up before, and it was shit, so of course binned it. Mm. But it was an idea that, shouldn't someone like Smaug, this hoarder of gold, like, be able to, like, isn't his love of gold more than anyone else's? In the way, like, he doesn't want to exchange even a single bit of gold.
Yeah. He wants to collect it.
Yeah. So he loves it more than anyone else. All we do is we'll exchange that for food, which will be gone in a second, or weaponry, or whatever it is.
Accommodation.
You know what I mean? He just wants the gold for what it is. I think he should be entitled to it.
So if someone wants something more, then they should have it.
No, but like he wants, like imagine someone just wanted money because they love paper. You know, they love the notes of it. They love it more.
But.
You can see why I've been this as a bit of stand-up.
Yeah. Smaug, smoke weed every gold. does he want the gold because it's gold? Like because there's a thing called pyrite, which is pyrex or something like that. I don't know.
Pyrex is little glass dishes.
Oh, okay. It's called fool's gold.
Mm.
And it looks like gold. It's the same sort of consistency as gold. It's malleable as gold. The tensile strength is the same as gold, but it's not gold. It's like an offshoot of iron. So why don't you just say to Smaug, listen, can I swap your exact same material you have there for this material?
And do you think Smaug would agree to this?
Well, if he only likes the way it looks and not...
No, that's a fair point. I suppose if he's looking at the aesthetic. Do you ever see Benedict Cumberbatch when he's doing like the...
Yeah, and
the
he's voice? Down on like one of those mats from PE and he's
there, who little hobbits in my lair? He goes a bit too much.
Yeah.
He goes a bit too hard sometimes.
I do like him. I do think he looks like the alien from Joe Zap Brannigan's little buddy alien.
He looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kif.
Kif, yeah. He looks exactly like that, yeah.
But anyway, back to European dragons.
European dragon would fuck up most things.
Yeah.
Are you joking me? We saw it in Game of Thrones. It was a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's a WMD. Maybe they'll find him in Iran. Again.
Here, fucking spoilers or whatever, but it's such a shame what they did.
That show could have been so
It's good. Such a shame. It's such a disappointment. Mm.
And see that they backed out of Comic-Con because they didn't want to get attacked by the fans, like asking all the hard questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's also just like, if you can pick apart, if you don't even know whose brother it is, if it's his younger brother, like it was Sam, like the Tarly, like it was apparently that's his younger brother in it, who gets killed.
Offers to the bend the knee and they don't
offers to bend the knee and then they don't and then his younger brother but then like Dave and Dave or whatever were like so his older brother was you know we always looked up to his older brother like no
yeah.
Or it's the other way around, but either way they got it wrong and they're fucking running the show.
They definitely there was a dip in quality as soon as they sort of ran out of source material,
which is to be understood.
Yeah,
and I suppose in retrospect, they probably would have been like, okay, we actually have 3 seasons to get to where we need to be.
Yeah. Could they not? Because imagine the money they could have made if they had stopped the season when they hadn't got books to do, waited until Mr. Martin came out with the books. But like the amount of toys and hype they could have generated in that time.
Yeah, no, but I mean, think about that. Like getting all the actors to agree to their contracts again, getting all those moving parts. It's a miracle it was even made to begin with. And I you know, they say getting a film or anything, it's a bit film, getting a film made is impossible. Getting a good film made is fucking, you know.
It's a wish upon a star.
Wish upon a star.
Anyway,
dragons would fuck most people up, apart from me. I'd fuck one up. I'd find the scale and I'd fucking go to town on it.
No, but then you're destined to be some sort of, because a lot of people who've beaten dragons have become saints or kings in their area or they've so
which area is that
like
country
Clondalkin
the king of Clondalkin.
Why don't they have kings of like separate places now?
I think it's best they don't. Most places don't have kings anymore.
No, I don't want, like, I meant, like, someone should just vote to be a king in an area.
They should call it king instead of, like, TD.
Yeah. Man, like, so who you vote for kings?
Who you vote for the king of Merino?
They should change the name TD. I know TD has, is Irish for something. I can't remember.
Choctadala.
Choctadala, yeah. But it'd be so much better if they were called, like...
Kings.
Arena Champ. Arena Champ, Willie O'D.
They should be able to come up with their own nickname, like Dragon Hoarder.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
See, this is difficult, Jacob, because I can see we've already gone off topic about five different times, because this is a fucking dragon. Of course it can fight, yeah. And I don't know what
this
else
is,
to say about it.
This is the problem
we have with the Kraken.
With very, like, powerful cryptids, we know the powerful.
Yeah.
And we don't have to fight for him.
True.
We don't have to, like, sort of argue for the case on this matter, which, like, that's totally fine, but now we're going to fly.
Very good.
Dragons have wings. On to evidence.
Well, we have to give it a score.
Okay.
You did this last week.
Man, I want to segue sometimes, okay?
Okay, I'm
sorry. I gave it a 10.
I gave it 10. Yeah, there's no fucking around. This is a fucking dragon. Dragon can fight 100%. 10.
Kraken is water-based. This dragon with his fire breath would fucking dehydrate the fuck out of
it. It could bite shit. It could. I mean, if we were just doing this on a crocodile, I'll probably give a crocodile a fucking 7 or an 8. Do you know what I mean? This is a fucking dragon.
Our like, score system is so skewed.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But also, like, why did we decide to do a podcast and only review these four things? But anyway, that's a different... That's for a different story, evidence.
But what is the evidence, sir? I'm just writing something down.
Now, here's where I think the armor... is don't gapped.
Say, yeah. I love the way you said gapped.
Yeah, or armor is gapped because evidence is lacking.
I would say evidence is both incredibly good and quite poor.
Yeah. Because, as I said before, we're not getting into the Eastern Dragon, so let's leave them to the side for a sec.
Speaking of leaving to the side, I'm going to put my balls to the side here.
Yeah, lads, it's so sweaty. It's so hot in here.
Sorry about that for letting you know that.
Jamie has already probably taken out, like, us, like, unsticking our balls or our legs.
Yeah, there's a lot of sounds.
ASMR sounds. yeah, so...
It's just a hot day. Why don't you take your underwear off?
I'm your abusive ex-boyfriend.
No.
Jamie, it's like the weirdest ASMR ever gets... gets suggested to me. Like, I watched one video once,
yeah?
And it's like, your cork boyfriend is angry about you taking his tractor out.
That's awesome.
What the fuck's going on?
What the fuck you doing?
It's like, you're slowly...
Why the fuck do you take my tractor off?
I have to go down to the Spanish Arch now and I can't take me... I don't know cork that well.
Yeah.
But then, and then the other one's like, you're slowly going blind. Your relatives can comfort you.
Oh, that's nice.
And no, but the video, I watched, like, I sort of skipped along it. And, like, it was like a vignette slowly closing as they're talking to you.
I can so see who that appeals to. You know, like 12-year-old girls or boys who are like, there's something really sick. I'm sick. I'm dying, you know.
Oh,
and they,
like,
say stuff like that because they really want to get, like, a lot of attention. No, like, they just lie, or they kind of have, like, these kind of, like... I mean, I also think that's why, you know, that fucking... What's that written in the stars? Whatever the book you want, Terminally Ill, whatever.
Fault in the Stars.
Fault in the Stars. That appeals, I think, people don't want to, but I think people have a bit of a fantasy about the idea of them getting terminally ill and getting that level of attention and then surviving.
That's a huge thing, though, where people, like, Munchausen by proxy and stuff like that, where people want attention just for being sick, like, instead of having, like, their merits being judged.
Yeah.
It's very, like, a lot of people have those sort of, there's a turning point, and then that turning point... catapult you into fame or adoration. Like, if I save this person who fell on the road, and then I'll be in the paper. Or if I got this, like, rare disease, then everyone would have to come talk to me and stuff like that. It's
tell
real...
you what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna probably for my 40th do a live funeral for myself.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, just because of course I'm an attention seeker, you know, and I want people to fawn over me, but. You know, I'll miss it when I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, and no one's allowed to be fucking funny about it. They have to be honest and cry, and I want to see it. And then I'm going to burst out from the coffin and I'll be like, and everyone has to, like,
terrified.
Freaks out, like, I can't believe it. They have to act.
Getting sick on yourself.
Yeah, I might even fake my own death just to make sure it's real. Anyway, evidence for dragons.
I forgot we were doing a podcast for a second. There's
Sometimes we just catch us. I think we should meet up for lunch or something, and not just this be the only time we see each other.
There's a lot of word of mouth stories. There's not a lot. There is a couple of things that like sort of try and disprove dragons or prove what they aren't. Mm-hmm. Like the Bible mentions dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Satan mm-hmm. is not seen as a big dragon.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was dragon in the literal sense. I think it was dragon was like a someone who could see everything, like some sort of omnipotent creature.
Well, I read that. So I see. This is the thing. I had this theory for years that dragons are the proof that there was a knowledge before what we dictate, you know, there was knowledge before history, you know, there was a history before history, and dragons are proof because there's dragons on different continents, and how would they, I think I've even said it on this podcast before.
Yeah.
Looking into this, you can understand where that came from. There was Eastern dragons, and then Eastern dragons, or like the actual proper, like, you know, Asian dragons, you know, were caught on then by the Greeks, you know, and then trading in that, and then spread to Western, and then medieval dragons, and then Christianity. So I read that, where is it here? It's not clear. This is from the Wikipedia on dragons. It's not clear when or where stories of dragons first emerged, but the huge flying serpents were described at least as early as the age of the ancient Greeks and Sumerians, and then Eastern dragons before then. For much of history, dragons were thought of like any other mythical animal, sometimes useful, protective. That changed when Christianity spread across the world. Dragons took on this decidedly sinister interpretation, and as you said, came to represent Satan. And then in medieval times, most people who heard anything about dragons was from the Bible, and it's likely most Christians at the time believed in dragons.
Do you think that
the literal existence
it was
of
a bit of a sort of a racist thing? They were like, oh, these people believe in these things, like it's obviously wrong, and they were like,
no, I think they just needed to. I think I've actually learned quite a lot from doing this podcast. And one of the biggest things I've learned is that when Christianity starts somewhere, things begin to like literally there are things to demonize, to empower the people who bring in the word of Christ. You know, so when we looked at the Philippines, they brought in like 20 brand new types of fucking devil, you know, and then that's where all these kind of like cryptids kind of stem from. So similar to this, I think they just needed a way to be like, no, seriously, do what we say, or it's not like
this will happen.
Yeah, it's not like do morally good. It's literally do as we say, or seven fucking nine-headed serpent god Satan's gonna fucking cream you.
So I was doing research I was on Twitter for Head Stuff, and mm-hmm. I found this like,
how'd you get on?
Yeah, I did go well. So basically, I showed a lot of creatures that we couldn't do full episodes on, but there was a thing I learned about an Irish creature. I can't remember the name now. Jesus, it escapes me. But basically, it literally translates as the fire spitter. And Saint Patrick went up to the top of Croagh Patrick to confront this, which was supposedly the devil's ma. And
the devil's ma.
Yeah. So I've never heard a story before in my life. So he confronted the devil's ma. The devil's ma could spit poison and acid. And St. Patrick was like, well, God is on my side. And the devil's ma ran away. St. Patrick found the fastest horse in Ireland and chased it down for days. And the devil's ma kept spitting in every lake or river she passed. So he hadn't drank in a couple of days, and he was about to die of thirst. And the horse fell over. And where it fell over, a spring appeared because he was praying to God. And he drank from the... And then they went to Loch Derg, which means Dark Lake, where it gets its name. And the creature, the Celtic spitter, ate St. Patrick. And St. Patrick used his crozier and cut her stomach open and punished her under the waves. Like, that's
fucking hell.
And at the same
that's
time,
an awesome story. Yeah, devil's ma.
The devil's ma was there. But...
Jesus.
Like, these sort of... Like... Badass. There is a lot of badass stuff with like Christianity and stuff like that.
There is some badass stuff. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But that's if they decide they want to spin it that way. You know what I mean?
Mm. There's another thing that sort of cause so basically people are saying that dragons were people found old fossils from dinosaurs, and they were like, this is definitely got to be some sort of giant creature and stuff like that. But there is a spanner that works with that, because a lot of Scandinavian cultures have a lot of dragons and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and Scandinavians are notoriously sparse on fossils, just due to, I think it's a relatively new continent, and dragon or like dinosaurs wouldn't.
Interesting.
Have. Yeah, so this still popped up around the same time as Asian dragons and stuff like that.
But they would have had the Scandinavians would have been around the kind of like world serpent or something like that.
Yeah, the Dorgamond or whatever.
Dorgamond, yeah.
Oh, you watched God of War, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking unreal. He's so big.
He's such a big boy. It's a good line as well.
Here's just another bit just for you. It's about the Leviathan. We'll probably do a whole episode on it, but this is literally from the book of... hang on. Let me get something for you there. Oh, no, I don't have it. Here we go. There you are, Jacob. This is described in detail in the book of Job, chapter 41. Its back has rows of shields tightly sealed together. Each is so close to the next that no air can pass between them. They are joined fast to one another. They cling together and cannot be parted. Its snorting throws out flashes of light. Its eyes are like the rays of dawn. Flames stream from its mouth. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke pours from its nostrils, as from a boiling pot over burning reeds. Its breath sets coals ablaze, and flames dart from its mouth. That's a, you know, very grandiose.
That's a very poetic.
It's cool.
I do like it. So, I think there was something. I just think that people either remember some sort of creature. I don't think the flaming breath, I think that was added.
Yeah.
To sort of like some lad down the pub was like, oh man, you should have seen this big dog I saw. Oh, fucking massive black eyes. Fire breath.
Fire breath as well.
Fire breath as well.
People are not listening. People are a little bored. Fire breath.
Yeah, it's fire breath. Seven testicles. But yeah, I think. What did you give it?
Well, listen, I'll tell you why I gave this an 8.
Okay.
Two things. One, pterosaur.
Yeah.
43-foot wide flying reptile. So this is not outside of the realm of possibility that this exists, as we know. And Komodo dragon. 10-foot long, poison mouth motherfucker. And also fucking snakes, man. Like venom.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to believe in a poison dragon, that already exists.
There is snakes that spit poison at the fray. And Komodo dragons are like their mouths are one of the most dirty places in the world because they leave meat in their teeth
and rots.
So when they bite things, they'll know that they'll get infected and they might die later. So,
well, there you have it. Sure, you could even call me a dragon because I spit so much fire. I gave it an 8.
I gave it an 8 as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually did.
Tell me why you're 8.
I do think it's so prevalent. Like there are civilizations where it popped up that had no prior contact, and there was no historical contact of, like, say, a traveler going from one place to another place and sort of picking it up. I think it is like a natural human thing to maybe see a snake and then sort of exaggerate and stuff like that.
Sure,
but it's like it's so precise in every culture that it's so similar. That what I think happened was back in their days there was a cryptid of, say, like a pterosaur, as you said, and that survived past extinction point, whatever, and then that was picked up, and then it was just passed from generation to generation. Like
imagine like 200 years ago there were pterosaurs and they died off. I mean, that's the thing. 3 years ago there could be pterosaurs that have died off.
Yeah.
The Mekelle Mbembe could have died last week for all we know.
Exactly,
do you know what I
mean? Yeah. So back then, some Asian lad could have seen it. So is that? That's not racist, is it?
Why calling a lad Asian?
Asian lad.
Calling a man from the continent of Asia an Asian lad?
I don't know. I don't know the rules anymore. But so like some Asian lad just saw like a
that's
pterosaur.
So bad, but go on.
Saw a pterosaur and was like just passed on from generation to generation, and then
it could be.
That's what a dragon became. Like it was a real thing that became a cryptid, then became a real thing.
If this Asian lad was telling someone about the pterosaur he saw, what would that sound like?
It's like, hey John, I just saw a pterosaur.
Very good. Anyway, cool. Cool, baby. Okay. Get this, yeah. I don't know if a giraffe, which we know exists, is as popular as a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
This is the most extraordinarily popular thing that we've ever had the fortune of reviewing on this show.
As I said before, you can't go through life without finding out what a dragon is.
You have to be an idiot.
Yeah, you have to live in a big cave, and then eventually the cave would probably be populated by a dragon, and
exactly.
You know what it is. Braveheart. Scottish, and then also Dragonheart is a thing.
Do you know what? The first thing that came up was I watched clips from Dragonheart today. Yeah. So Dragonheart, if people don't know, is the film where Dennis Quaid plays an English lord or something, or some sort of
dragon hunter,
and Sean Connery does the voice of a dragon. Yeah. And fucking, is Johnny Rotten the prince or something in that?
No, Johnny Rotten's not the prince. He looks a lot like him.
Is he not him?
No. Oh, no, he's not. He's definitely not. I know who he plays him, though. But dragon is one of the most prevalent in, as I said, fantasy books.
Oh, is he your man from fucking Fargo?
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons, one of the most popular role-playing games in the world. Me and Tony play.
Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, fucking everything. Like you cannot, like... No, fucking Hobbit, fucking, you know, everything. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Just having heat stroke here. Dragons are, they're a mainstay of fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot, like, I don't know.
They're the last boss, like.
That's the thing, yeah.
Even, like, you look at, like, weapons from Final Fantasy. They're the last, they're essentially dragons. Everything's like, dragons. Everything's dragons.
And that's, like, this is, it's a bit like existentialism. Everything's dragons.
If you think about it a little bit, everything ends up being dragons.
Yeah. I'm a dragon. Whoever's listening to this is a dragon.
Drag comes from dragon.
Yeah.
That's cool.
RuPaul's Dragon Race. New.
It's a fucking great show.
I'd watch the show.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And there's all dragons being like, well, okay, what's a good dragon drag name?
A dragon drag name. Okay. Fire. So what's hot? Chili. Dragon, gold,
scales,
smog,
scaly, ale,
goldy chill.
You okay? Goldy cox.
Goldy cox. No, goldy horn, goldy dawn dragon.
No, that's not. These are shit.
That's why I'd never be a drag queen. Do you have any drag queen's name for yourself? Has to be an Irish one, doesn't it?
I think it goes back to my drag, Andrew Lloyd Webber drag cat character.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh my God, cats.
We might have to talk about that. Yeah. So this is if I was a stripper. This is if I was a drag queen. This is if I was a cat. I would be kind of almost like a white Siberian tiger with little red tufts, like a Maine Coon little tuft on my neck. And I'd wear essentially Shawn Michaels outfit, but in red, like with red chaps. And I'd call myself Litterbox with three X's.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
And I'd lip sync to The Stroke by Billy Squire. I'll play it for you now. And then I'd be like walking around.
I know the song, but like for listeners.
So I'd be like prowling around the fucking dance floor. And I'd be like licking my arms.
I'd
lift my leg up like that and I'd start licking it.
Do you think, like, do you ever want to do drag? Would you ever do drag?
I'm thinking for my
40th when I'm on my coffin.
I'm thinking for my 32nd birthday I'm going to have a sexy cat night.
Oh!
I'm going to incorporate Litterbox into something, whether it's a musical about cats, because I've actually never seen cats. I don't understand the story behind cats, so I was thinking I might try and write my own musical based on what I think cats is about,
is like,
and have it be the story of Litterbox.
Isn't that just Dream Guns?
No, they watch their films and they know the films.
They know the shit.
Yeah, they know the films.
That's pretty good. Like, did you ever see that video of the guy who tells his asks his math to describe Star Wars after he's only seen it once about 20 years, and it's like there's a guy in a black hat and I think his name is John Vader or something.
So good. Hopefully you're a drag character.
Drag character, it would be like I'd go with the pure Irish angle.
Sure.
And Colleen Jazz.
Colleen Jazz.
Yeah. Colleen Jazz.
Colleen Jazz is good, yeah.
Yeah, Colleen Jazz. Colleen Jazz. And yeah.
But what about this? Fatima Madcunt.
What? Fatima Madcunt.
Like Fatima Mansions.
Yeah.
Fatima Madcunt.
Dame Street.
Very good, yeah.
Anyway, how cooler is the dragon?
10, come on. 10,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, I give it a 10.
I just want to skip ahead so we can talk about sex appeal here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do that now. Ah! Sorry, it's too loud. Sure. First things first, what she got under them scales?
Yeah, dragons are sexy.
Dragons have, not only are dragons sexy, dragons have a, I wouldn't say multi-million dollar industry in how sexy they are, but definitely in the hundreds of thousands there is paraphernalia sold.
Are we talking about these dragon dildos?
We're talking about them dragon dildos, we're talking about them dragon pussies.
Yeah, so...
There are dragon dildos.
I typed in, here's what I usually do. I type in fighting and then the creature we're looking up. Then I type in evidence and the creature we're looking up. Then I type in cool and the creature we're looking up. And
Jesus,
then
did you not do much more research beyond that?
No, it's not my ma.
Ma, what's a dragon sexy?
It's a draw sexy, ma. Mm. It's like, oh yeah, they have lovely pussies.
Linda.
Linda. No, I looked up dragon sexy and the first thing that popped up was this pretty big, like, appropriation of what a dragon dick could look like. And it's pretty beautiful. It looks like loads of leaves entwined in a big, like, stick.
Jesus.
But...
Sounds beautiful.
Like, look up dragon pussy there.
No. Okay, I'll just refresh. Dragon pussy.
It's, you're hovering around favorites. Images. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Images?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, first thing's coming up is dragons fucking. Once this is some people fucking on a beach... Jason effects the dragon fucking dragon.
Look up Rule 34 dragon.
I mean, I'm actually getting a bit nauseous here because there's some, like, they're showing a lot of arses. Like spreading arses.
So if a dragon is like, say, an equivalent of a reptile,
yes,
then it will have what's called a cloeum or cloclium, which means they have one hole that does everything for them.
One hole to rule them all.
Yeah, so it shits, pisses and lays eggs, and you fuck it up the same hole.
Jesus Christ.
So, same thing as a bird. Bird has that, by the way.
I'm not into that. I wouldn't mind it in a bird, but I don't want it in that.
You don't want it in a dragon. Dragons are sexy. I think there's an innate, I think it's a bit of a fear.
Mm.
We fear what we find attractive.
That's true.
That is 100% true. Dr. Jago's in the house.
That's not true. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is fear. I'm terrified of tits, for example.
Are you not terrified of... I'm terrified of tits as well. It's a weird one. Are you not terrified of your wife?
I'm terrified of anything, not any situation that means someone's not okay with me. And that does... You know, I do find that a lot of time with my wife.
With your wife, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What I'd be terrified of. It's like, oh, you're fucking not fucking off at me, are you? What are you off at me?
But yeah, something. I'm very like, what's wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. We did this test where you're like, you have to fill, I did it in like my old sales job. We had to fill in like 40 questions on this varying degree of, you know, from 1 to 10 and 40 questions. And then you're basically given like this kind of like X and Y axis to put yourself on this kind of map. And it's basically this three-pronged, this pyramid, basically, this little triangle. One is like a really green bit, one is red, one is blue. And I found myself at the fucking bluest of the blue, which basically means that I will fucking freak out if I feel people are off with me about anything. You've other people who are the red of the red being like, can we just get the fucking job done? I don't care if people are unhappy, let's just get the thing done. And then you got fucking pragmatists in the middle.
Me and you are pretty similar. Like, I think we're very people pleasers.
We're people pleasers who...
But we're a weird type of people pleasers. We're people pleasers who don't really care what other people think. Like,
we're kind
of
awesome people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We'll be like, are you okay? I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, dragons are sexy, and there's a lot of dragon dicks, and there's a lot of dragon dildos.
Let's talk about the dragon from Shrek. The donkey fucks the dragon and has dragon kids.
Dragon kids.
Do you know what as well? No, I don't want to talk about this. But he... Do you know what?
I don't want to talk about this, but...
People... What? I can't... So, when people talk about like having kids or whatever, and people like get pregnant or whatever like that...
As
right.
I do, yeah.
And I'm not saying anything about this all the time, but there's a huge disconnect in the celebration of when people say like, oh, we're pregnant, we're expecting a kid.
Mm.
You like, I mean, they had sex. Do you know what I mean?
Is that what you think? The first thing that you think that?
But like, you're skipping over the fact that they had sex, and not only sex, but they, you know, a little cream pie. I'm sorry.
They went to the family bakery and they made a little
cream pie. They went to the family bakery, they got chocolate eclair.
And then the baby did chocolate eclair.
Whatever. Yeah. They fucking went to they got a cream pie from the bakery,
the creme
right?
De la creme.
But I'm just saying, like, people just skip over that. So you have like, when you have like future grandparents or parents being like, oh, that's great news.
Yeah, it is. But a bit, like, it is, I think it's a bit weird coming from the parent side, where they're like, when their daughter or something says, oh, I'm pregnant, and then the dad's like, oh my God, congratulations.
But this is I'm not saying that we need to go fucking puritanical and we're like not talking about sex or anything like that, but it's just, first thing that comes to mind in my head is, yeah, unprotected sex.
Yeah.
And yeah, a little ski. And the second thing is, there's a kid on the way.
Yeah.
And it goes in that order. People seem to have a different order.
So when someone told me they're pregnant, my first thought is, like 90% of pregnancies ends with the mother shitting themselves when they're giving birth.
I think we should do a pregnancy podcast and we'll have someone in and be like, oh, you're expecting. Well, first and foremost,
How was the skeet?
Did you enjoy the skeet? And then Professor Jago, you know you're going to shit yourself, yeah?
Yeah. So
there you are. We
Goss.ie.
Well, we do have, 85% male, 63% male listenership. So maybe we need to grab more women. We can start talking about
maybe
shit themselves.
Maybe we should get a woman's influence in this podcast because there's a lot of male energy. And maybe it's because my balls are sweating so bad.
Maybe. It's... Jago, this is a dumb part. Like, I love it, and I'm not taking away. I never want to change it, but we have a very, I mean, this is base male dog shit chat.
Yeah,
you know, we know that. But what I'm saying is, the donkey skeeted in the dragon. You just drew some balls.
Yeah, I did. This is my balls fan. Donkey skeeted in the dragon. There's also like in D&D, there's like dragon people.
Mm.
So like, did a man
Jadar, for example,
or one of our player characters from our campaign at the moment. Mm. Dragons are sexy. There's nothing you can say to take away from me.
Sex appeal of 9 for me.
Yeah, I had an 8.
Jago, nothing else we have reviewed here has had an actual industry based on its sexuality.
There's a lot of werewolf dicks.
Did we do werewolves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
After our first hiatus because you went away and got married.
I'm pretty sure we gave that a 10, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we gave it a pretty high one. All right, I'll give it a 9.
Yay! Yay!
We'll put up a picture of those dragon dildos on our Facebook.
Yeah, and if you want to win one, buy us one first, and then we might give it to you after. Anyway, Jago, what are the final scores?
10, fighting. 8, evidence. Cool, 10. Sex appeal 9.
Oh
that
my god.
That's going to be pretty high.
What is the final? Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
It's 37.
37?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Are you serious?
I think so, yeah. 37, yeah, spot on.
Jago, we have a new winner!
It's mad that this is the new winner, but we spoke the least about it.
That's fine. Come on, you know what a fucking dragon is.
Yeah.
What you really want to know about is what I think about when people tell me they're pregnant. And also, that's the main takeaway from actually the show today.
Yeah, a new champ.
Fuck the new champ. Fuck you, Jin. Fuck you, vampires, the Beast of Gavadon, Bigfoot. Jabal Fofi was a contender there for a while. The Kraken doesn't even come near this thing. Kraken's like fucking 15th.
15? Jesus Christ. Well, I do think it would fuck up the dragon. The gin, though. Would it fuck up the gin?
I don't know. What were the scores again for each? So we've got fighting of 10.
Yeah. Evidence 8.
Evidence 8.
Fighting, or cool of 10.
Cool of 10. That's so, it trumped the gin for
how
cool.
I do think
that
it is cooler than the genie. Just because I can ride on the back of the dragon. I don't know if I can ride in the back of a gin.
No. Well,
sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. Well, there you have it. The European dragon, a.k.a. the Western dragon, is the top of the fucking Premier Crypt. Congratulations. And now... Wait, are we doing top trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you're winning.
Am I?
Okay. No.
One team in the theater screams at the part of the show that we call Top Trump. Okay, let's just get this over with.
What was our names last week?
Fucking, that was 3 weeks ago, man.
I'm shuffling my deck and I've drawn a card.
Okay.
I choose Cool of 9.
Oh.
Leprechaun.
Oh. Okay, well, you'll be glad to know that I have a cool of 4.
Who are you usually get?
Mothman.
Okay, so
for God's
our
sake,
teams
Jago.
Are called Jago is cool.
Oh, that's such a stupid name.
And I know, and it annoys you so much. And your name is Team Dragging My Balls Across Your Face.
Jesus. Maybe just ahead of your forehead.
No.
Face. Okay, fine.
Whole face. Chin to beak.
Oh my God.
So yeah, what is it? You have to make me a lovely meal. I'm going to live stream and you make me a lovely meal.
I'm looking forward to that. In fact, I forfeit the whole thing. No, well done, Jago. Congratulations on your top Trump victory. If you would like to purchase the Sexy Beasts top Trumps, message us and let us know you would buy them, and then we'll make them. And there you have it. Now, closing out the show with a bit of a freak encounter. Chikaka. Freak encounters. Oh, brilliant.
And now a freestyle freak encounter.
Here we go. Okay. Hi, guys. Rob here. I'm a huge fan of the show. Tony. This freak encounter was told to me by my granddad just before he passed. My granddad used to work at the old Cadbury's factory in Artane. He'd stand on the line, you know, your regular job, just pouring chocolate on the biscuits. One time he was pouring chocolate on a Kimberly, and what they do there is all the chocolate comes down in like this little slide, and they have to direct it on top of the Kimberlys. Well, one time the chocolate was coming down the slide, and there was a spider, a big spider, riding on the top of a severed hand down the chocolate slide. My granddad was able to grab the hand and he still has it. So think about that now next time you're eating a chocolate Kimberly.
Whoa! Spider
so
on
if
the
you
hand.
Would like to if you would like to never hear that sort of shite patter again, please send in a freak encounter to sexybeastpod@gmail.com or sexybeastpod on our Instagram. Mark Jago, do you have perhaps some Western or Eastern or European fucking whatever dragon thing?
I do. I have a Welsh proverb. I'm going to say it in its original Welsh and then I'm going to translate it.
Okay.
Uhen a uru ar ifik a dubia, the old know and the young suspect.
Ah.
Girl, you got that sex piece. You're just so sexy. Are you a lot
okay.
Or are you big but
Kimberly finger, spider on a hand, spooky caprice. Oh my God, this spooky caprice.
Hey, I thought you were going to run.
Hey, come on after me. Who just said fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me. With a big foot dick you could slap with me, blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a big foot dick and a Loch Ness monster pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
That's me in the smoke and the podcast network.
Do you know, I can tell that you really want to go to the toilet, but you don't want to put your trousers back on.
How do you fucking know? I'm dying.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.